This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 443 for Tuesday, June 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton. ICE futures canola contracts are mixed Tuesday morning, lacking any clear direction in thin and choppy trade. Canola down $16.90 in the nearby July contract at $731.20 per ton, but the much more active November contract up 90 cents at $701.10 per ton. The narrowing of that old new crop spread was a feature. Forecasts calling for timely rains across the U.S. Midwest over the next week did account for some selling pressure in soybeans overnight, and that spilled into canola. However, the Canadian prairies remain dry and in need of more moisture, with forecasts turning hot over the next week. Tight old crop supplies, a turn higher in Chicago soy oil, and a soft tone in the Canadian dollar this morning were all supportive as well. In the U.S., activity is mixed with large gains in Minneapolis spring wheat and Chicago soy oil, but a steady to softer tone in most everything else. Soybeans were trading to both sides of unchanged, the November contract down a quarter cent at $13.19 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop lost 2 points in the good to excellent category in the past week, falling to 60%. However, ratings improved in a number of key soybean growing states. The weekend moisture and forecast calling for more rain over the next week should help boost the yield potential for soybeans that had been suffering from a lack of precipitation in many areas. Corn, it's also bouncing around both sides of unchanged, but lower in most months. September down 11 cents now at 560 per bushel. U.S. corn came in at 65% good to excellent. That was down 3 points on the week. The USDA releases updated acreage estimates next week, Wednesday, and general expectations are for an increase in U.S. corn area of 3 to 5 million acres compared to earlier guesses. Wheat, it's mixed. Large gains in Minneapolis spring wheat up 16 cents in the September contract at 783 per bushel, but the winter wheat's mostly lower. Kansas City down 2 cents in September at 607 per bushel, and Chicago 3 cents lower in September at 662 per bushel. The USDA cut its spring wheat condition ratings by 10 points, pegging the crop at only 27% good to excellent due to hot and dry conditions in the key spring wheat areas. Winter wheat was pressured, though, with the advancing harvest keeping a lid on that market. 17% of the U.S. winter wheat crop has been harvested to date. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.